Jim, I suppose, very businesslike and workman performance against Meath. Had you anticipated a sterner test than the one you eventually got at Croke Park in the Leinster final?
I think it was a stern test. I think we had to earn that victory in the hard way, and the victory was the price of the victory was based on just hard work by the Dublin squad. I think if we'd let Meath play, and when they did play, they punished us. So there was a lot of tired and bruised bodies after that game in the dressing room. So we certainly don't look at it as an easy game.
One of the hallmarks of this Dublin team is their desire to just keep going even when they seem to be out of sight and winning comfortably. That must be something that as a manager gives you great happiness and pride, that your players just really want to start strong, continue strong, and even when they haven't won, finish strong.
Yeah, that's driven within the group themselves. They've got certain core values that they pride themselves on, and they're a very resilient and ambitious group of men, and they're in each game they're trying to be the best they can be, and that's hard to achieve, but it's a simple process of just down to them working as hard as they can on the field when they've been given the privilege to wear that Dublin jersey, and with that comes that responsibility.
After the game, something that came out was the allegation made against one of your players. Are you disappointed with the way that was handled, and the way that before you'd even spoken to anyone that it was put to you in your press conference that this has been said?
Going into the game, there was a great respect for the County Meath on our border, great rivalry, but great friendship there as well. And after the game, and it still continues, there is a great respect for Meath, and that friendship continues. Whatever a manager feels he needs to do for his squad or his team, that's up to each individual manager to do. That's outside our control. All I can say is that the relationship and the respect that we have for Meath GAA is as strong as it ever was.
Do you think, though, in such instances when something happens, that a process should be observed, the referee's report, they should wait on that, they should investigate before naming a player and dragging them into it? Because innocent or guilty, it's not fair to publicly out a player for doing something that, as it transpired, they didn't actually do.
Yeah, there is the process and procedures to be adhered to. We try our best in the Dublin camp to try and adhere to those. But as I said, whatever way a manager needs to deal with these things, that's up to each individual to make that decision.
You'd be happy enough with how Owen handled himself in that situation, because it probably wasn't fair on him to have those criticisms levelled against him, given the fact that he was on the ground taking a pummeling.
Yeah, I mean, Owen is a strong physical player, technically very competent as well, but he was under a lot of stress in that instance, but I thought he showed great self-discipline, great self-composure, and to that end we're satisfied.
An All-Ireland quarter-final against Monaghan this Saturday, I suppose everyone is thinking it to be probably the most defensive system Dublin have come up against. Do you feel that you'll be facing a side that will be set up to stifle you guys on Saturday night?
Monaghan are a very good side. That they've had a fantastic league campaign, Division 2 winners, and they had a very proficient and clinical performance against Donegal in Croke Park in the Division 2 final. They're a very experienced squad. They were Ulster champions last year. Haven't played very well in that championship. Came very close to beating Tyrone in Croke Park last year. And again, they've carried that league form through to the championship campaign, beating Tyrone and Armagh along the way. Last weekend, I thought they played very well under very demanding conditions, environmental conditions in Croke Park, and the ball handling was excellent, and they got some great scores. So it's a big challenge for Dublin, and we've done most of the work really, is trying to get ourselves right, and as a managing group and the coaching staff, to prepare the team as best we can be. So the players can be the best they can be on Saturday, and see where that takes us.
When the two goals went in last day against Kildare, they looked like they could be down and out, but they showed a great tenacity, I suppose, to keep fighting right until the end, and that's something that you're no doubt impressed by.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very experienced team, and they play a system that they're very, very comfortable with, and have great faith in it, and that was demonstrated with their Ulster campaign last year when they won the title. That was demonstrated in this year in the National Football League, and again last weekend. So it's no surprise, and this is a very good team, very tight, tenacious set of backs, and very strong midfield unit and up front. They've got a whole host of players that, that will punish if they're given time and space. So Dublin have to produce a big, big performance to get a result on Saturday.
And finally, Jim, for me, when you look at Monaghan's scoring average in the Ulster Championship and indeed the qualifier they played, they've been averaging between 15 and 20 points. I think they broke the last day. They don't shoot the lights out. Do you think that they have the forwards in their ranks to do this Dublin team any damage?
There's no doubt about it. You know, even from you know, the goalkeeper is, you know, has given them 17 points in the Championship to date. Very, very good long range kicker. But up front, you know, even if the likes of Paul Finlay, who get into any intercounty squad, very experienced player, and anytime I see him on the ball, he always seems to do the right thing, and a very competent free taker as well. You know, he looks like a Gallagher, Kerr in the middle sector of the forward unit. I mean, these guys do an awful lot of work for the team, but can also score as well. But you look at the likes of Jack McCarron, who isn't starting games. You know, he's a prolific scorer. You know, Chris McGuinness, who's playing very well with his home club, but you know, scored 1-3 the last day. Dermot Malone still coming back into the side. Darren Hughes in midfield can score. Vinnie Corey got a goal from centre half back. You know, the full back, Drew Wiley, you know, comes up with a point. Colin Walsh will always get you a point in the game. Desi Moan will always clip in with a point. Malachy Clerican will assist and probably clip in as well. I haven't mentioned Kieran Hughes yet, and he'll always score a couple of points for you. And then you've got Kieran McManus, who will, you know, punish any team that's given space. So I mean, there's a whole host of players that will do an awful lot of damage if they're given time and space. And as I said, our backs will have to be have to put in a big, big performance on Saturday to compete with Monaghan.